Day of the Crockpot by Henry Jones, Jr., read by Rhea314. It was the day that Clark brought home the crockpot that Lex realized he was old. "Isn't it great?" Clark beamed as he unpacked the box with the 1999 price sticker on the outside. "Now I can finally make Mom's roast beef for you." Lex set the mail on the kitchen counter and leaned back against the marble surface beside Clark. "We have a cook." "Family recipe, Lex," Clark said. "Mom won't share it with Mrs. Apple, and I know you love the roast beef." "I'm sure we have a crock pot already, Clark." Clark's smile dimmed, and Lex immediately felt like a heel. "I suppose I can return it," Clark said, pushing up the thick horn rims on his nose in a long ingrained habit of hiding himself. "I only bought it because Lois and I are working on a story about that mom-and-pop general store down on Franklin." Lex reached over and brushed the invisible lint from Clark's suit-clad shoulder, a gesture of unspoken apology. "But then I won't get to eat your mom's roast beef." The dazzling smile returned full force, and Lex even got a kiss. "I'll call my mom and get the recipe," Clark said, moving for the phone hanging on the wall near the garage. "I know it takes all day to cook, so we won't be able to eat it until tomorrow. I probably have to go to the grocery store anyway." "That's fine, Clark," Lex said. But Clark was already greeting his mother over the phone. Lex shook his head in bemusement and headed out of the kitchen for the stairs. He was loosening his tie halfway up the rose-carpeted steps to the second floor, even with the picture of Clark Kent's extended family, when he had a moment of surreal clarity. He was 48 years old. He was 2 weeks shy of celebrating his 21st commitment anniversary. He lived in an average two-story house in a quiet, gated community for the past 15 years. He was in the Clark Kent extended family photograph on the stairway wall. He was now the co-owner of a crockpot. Lex blinked as it hit him. He was domesticated and old. Where had the time gone? Where had his life gone? Wasn't he supposed to be president by now? Lex sank down on the step, propped his elbows on his knees, and buried his face in his hands. How did this happen? 1 minute, he was planning on ruling the world by the time he was 30, and the next minute, he was teaching brainless college freshmen what atoms were. Somewhere, a glitch had occurred in Lex Luthor's destiny. He was sure of it, simply by his last name alone. A Luthor wasn't something as common as a professor at a state university, and the name Luthor was associated with Fortune 500 companies and the biochemical industry. Lex imagined phoning his father and asking where he went wrong. "You fell in love," Lionel said in Lex's mind. "Gave up everything for happiness, if I recall. Why? Is there trouble in paradise?" "No, no trouble. Only he was settled. And old." "You're old." "I'm 93 and wear adult diapers. Get over yourself," the Lionel in his head sniped. Lex hung up the imaginary phone. "Lex!" Clark's yell came from the kitchen, thinking Lex was upstairs and having to raise his voice. "Miss Apple left cinnamon rolls. Do you want one?"
"Sure, Clark," Lex called back, lifting his head from his hands.
Clark wandered out from the kitchen, a plate of rolls in his hands. He was surprised to see Lex on the stairs. "Hey, what's going on?"
"Nothing," Lex said with a small head shake.
Clark's brows rose over the tops of his glasses in disbelief.
"Is there a reason you're sitting on the steps, then?"
"Just enjoying the view." Clark turned to look at the front door, which was across from the stairs, and then looked back at Lex, wearing a confused expression. Lex's lips twitched.
"I meant you, Clark, not the door."
"That was sad, Lex," Clark said after a short moment.
"I know," Lex agreed.
"Are you sure you're okay?"
Lex smiled reassuringly.
"I'm fine, Clark. I'm feeling old today, is all." An evil gleam sparked in Clark's eyes.
"Does this mean you need help getting up the stairs?"
"Oh, no," Lex stood quickly. "I can walk just..."
"Clark!"
He suddenly had a plate full of cinnamon rolls in his hands and was being carried like a bride up the stairs.
"Clark!" You'll probably need help getting undressed, too, Clark said, grinning rottenly. And bathing. Plus, can't forget about the cinnamon rolls. You'll need to be fed by hand. Oh, and sex. I guess I'll have to do all the work while you just lie there. An anticipatory smile spread across Lex's face. It's hell getting old, he commented as he was put on their bed. He was the co-owner of a crockpot. He was in the Clark Kent extended family photograph on the stairway wall. He lived in an average two-story house in a quiet gated community for the past 15 years. He was 2 weeks shy of celebrating his 21st commitment anniversary. He was 48 years old. Lex laughed as he fought Clark for the cinnamon rolls, getting more on the bedspread and their clothing than in their mouths. He was domesticated, and old, and he'd never been happier. End. If you enjoyed this story, please send feedback to Henry Jones Jr., who you can find at dachus@comcast.net.